Okay, today's learning, Anias Nishmas, Reb Zev Aryeh, Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Halevi, Kleinman, sponsored by his children, Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Kleinman. May the Neshama have an Aliyah. Neshama will have an Aliyah. To have a bigger Aliyah. Okay, we are up to the top line of Nun Hei Amud Beis. Tanya. Hanoidim and Hadagon. Somebody makes a netter from Dagon, right? So this is, the Mishnah says, remember the Mishnah? We had the Mishnah on Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Remeir said it includes Pul HaMitzri Yavish, because it's something you make a pile out of. So Hanoidim and Hadagon, Aser Abba Pul HaMitzri Yavish, this is obviously Remeir talking. Mutar Malach, because Pul HaMitzri Lach, Yarek, we had that in the first Mishnah. Mutar ba'ayres is mutar and rice. That is not called a dagon. You don't make piles out of it. Bechelka b'tirgus b'tesni. That's split wheat. Chelka split kernel into two. Tirgus is split a kernel into three. And tisni is split a kernel into four. And you don't make piles out of that either. Now over here, the Rush brings a machlokes rishayna. Let's do the Rush. Dr. Rashi Mutabayrez, they nice and menukri, we don't make a pile out of it. Bechoka, Baturgus, and Batisni. Chilka is Chitish and Echlekis Lishnayim. That's split into two. Tirgus is Lishlisha. Tisni Larva. Now, here comes the Rush with two Shitas. What if I had wheat, and then I split it? Am I usher in it? The guy made a netter from wheat. At the time he made the netter from wheat, the kernel was whole. But then the kernel got split into two, three, or four. V'avavavivi, t'kaitim t'nechu k'vayi asr b'chitim. Like the Rush, even though before he split it, he was usher in this wheat kernel, atash t'nechu less l'b'klal dagan. It's not dagan anymore. It has exited the being dagan. V'vayi asr asr b'masha nikrachita. He said, the guy asked himself in dagan. This is no longer dagan. He's only usher in the Dagon as long as it is Dagon. Once it exits Dagon, then it's no usher. So the guy asked himself in Dagon, he's usher in wheat kernels, which you make into a pile. According to this sheet of the Rush, you bake bread out of it and make cake out of it, and you mutter. You no longer pile it up. It's not Dagon anymore. It was Dagon. It's no longer Dagon. That's one shot in the Rush. Enam b'zok the Rush, no. Once it's usher in Dagon, this was Dagon at the time of the netter. It is usher no matter what you do to it. But hold, the Kamer Mutter, Mavish and Echlu Zulkaitim, that's right. These items were already split pre-netter. The Yatsu Klau Mikhail Dagon. It wasn't Klau Dagon when he made the netter. So Tup Shatim the Rush. This is a Machlaikas Mishraim, and the Rush brings both opinions. What happens to a guy who made a netter from Dagon? At the time of the netter, it was Dagon, and now is no longer Dagon. It was Usher yesterday. It's today Usher and Mutter. So
Once
it was Duggan at the time of the netter.
Can you read that in the words?
Inami. He doesn't talk about that yesterday. He talks about so Mushna says Mutter. The Bride says Mutter Baturgus Batisni. How can you learn differently than saying that it goes away? He says, Hard the Tani Mutter. They were already turning his tisni before the netter. That means it never was under his netter. It wasn't Dagon when he made the netter. We got some McLeod Dagon. I mean, nobody says that since it was once Dagon in its history, it's included in his netter. He made the netter on February 2nd. It's only what Dagon on February 2nd. What was Dagon on February 1st is not a Gaius. But he made the netter, and this was no longer Dagon. Everybody agrees to that. The question is, he made the netter on February 2nd, and he turned it into non-Dagon on February 3rd. That's the Machlokes Rishayim. Yes?
Did you see anyone comment on the fact this is strikingly different from the laws of theft? In that if I steal something from you and turn it...
This is all question what's included in this matter. It's not... You can't compare it to anything else.
I'm satisfied with
that. Dr. Mishnah writes, Dr. Breiter writes, Hanoidim in Peres Hashanah, when somebody makes a neder from all the produce of the year, Asher b'chol Peres Hashanah. But the word Peres means things that grow from the ground. So he's Asher in trees, he's Asher in vegetables, he's Asher in beans, he's Asher in grain, anything that is produce from the ground. That's what Peres Hashanah means. Again, it's words. However, it's mutter in young goats that were born this year, and sheep that were born this year, and milk of this year, and eggs of this year, and pigeons of, and doves of this year. They are produce of the year in a certain sense. They were produced this year, but they're not peiros shana because that only refers to things that grow from the ground. But if he says, what grew this year, that he's usher in animals also, because they are gidulei shana. Again, it's words. Today, what the words would mean would depend what Webster's, or people, more than Webster's, people use it as. Rush, b'chol peiros haaretz, pri ha'etz, pri ha'adama. I think it means the new fruit. That's what I think it means. What grew this year, I think, means the new fruit.
It was very minimal.
Doesn't make a difference. It's this year's fruit. That's what I think it means. Again, I don't know. Umutra, another mi peiros haaretz, asher b'chol peiros haaretz. Again, it assers all pre-hates, pre-adama. Umutra b'kmein upatrius. One's mushrooms. I think the other ones are called truffles. Not that I know what truffles are, but whatever they are, they are. They're not called peiros haaretz. What? Correct. Umutra, the amar gidule karka lai, grows from the ground, asher b'kulan. That includes truffles and mushrooms.
What is the difference between
shana
and
haaretz? I'm saying peiros haaretz, or what is saying gidule? Gidule means it grows from. Peiros haaretz, I'll tell you what, in five lines you'll understand the difference.
This is peiros hashana and peiros haaretz.
Right.
So are there a difference between those two things?
Yeah. One's only this year, and one's for 10 years or 20 years. Not limited. No time limit. Right. Frank de Gemara. Urumini. You call Kamei no Patrias Gedulei Aretz. Gedulei Karka. I got a problem. The Mishnah Bracha says, Adavish ain Gedulei min Aretz. I'm a shakal near Bedwarai. Things that don't get Giduloi min Aretz, whatever the word Giduloi means, you say a shahakal. The Tanya, the Bryce explains, our melech and salt. Melazamis is brine.
Salt water.
Lal kameinu patrias, I'm a shakal near Bedwarai. That means the Bryce is telling me the kameinu patrias are not Giduloi min Aretz. And we just said Giduloi Aretz includes kameinu patrias. And for the Gemara Amra Gaya, Mirbi Rabbi Meara, they grow from the ground. Meinik Mavira Yanki Vilay Meara, the nutrition doesn't come from the ground, it comes from the air. They collect nutrition from air. They don't get it from the ground. So if you want to know for brachas, it's not called Bayre Pri Adama because it doesn't get nutrition from the ground. However, for neder, it is Gedulei Aretz. Frank the Gemara, but that's not what the Bryce says. That's not what the Mishnah said. But Darav saying Gedulei min Aretz, Sonny. The Mishnah said Gedulei. And now you're saying it is Gedulei min Aretz. So the rule of the Mishnah is not true. And for the Gemara, Tani al Darav saying Yainik min Aretz, Enochinami. The Mishnah has to read for something that doesn't get nutrition from the ground, you get charcoal, not something that doesn't grow from the ground. So truffles and mushrooms do grow from the ground. But the nutrition is from the air. So for brachas, it's shahakol near b'dvarai, and for gedula min haaretz, it is gedula min haaretz as far as neder is concerned. Dr. Rush, al zamis shomura b'laz. Mirbi Ra'ara Karabu. Now, it's interesting the way he writes it, because I have no idea how mushrooms grow. Milach luchas aretzim gdelim. They grow from the moisture of the ground. Ava bishay noigim bekarka. They don't directly touch the ground. So it seems like they gather moisture, and that's where they grow from, but the nutrition comes from the air. Now, don't ask me to explain this, because I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes?
No, I thought maybe good doctor, because I can't understand it either. There has to be some
after
more.
After rain in Cleveland, you see mushrooms on trees on the ground. And my lawn has it. Moisture
oh,
builds up.
You mean it's not from the ground?
Unbelievable.
Okay, yes.
On my lawn, we have Amanita mushrooms.
Yes.
Which, on my lawn, we have Amanita mushrooms.
Yes.
Which are poisonous. I've never been clear on how they knew this at the time. They certainly appear to grow from the ground. If you pull up a mushroom, you will notice that as opposed to a plant, it does not have a root system coming down. And that, I would say, is probably how they knew, but I'm just...
Again, I don't have problem figuring out how Chazal knew. To me, it's not even a problem. They knew because they knew because they were Chazal. That's what I say. Right? Like, if Chaim Kanievsky knew things, that there was no way how he figured it out. It's very simple, because he was Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Now, multiply by that time, by at least a trillion times, to get to Madrega and Amira, at least a trillion, maybe more. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky knew things that were going on that nobody knew exactly how he knew it. Right? Right? The scuds are going to be over by Purim. How did he know? He knew. That's all. He knew. When he knows, you don't need gas masks, Narskaiten. How did he know? You know what a Achrayus it is? He knew. How did he know? Because he was Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he knows these things. So multiply that by 3 trillion times, Chazal knew. I never question how Chazal knew. It doesn't even bother me.
Logically, that's called a tautology. And this is the first contentious thing I've heard you say in 24 years.
Very good. But that's what it is, let it be that. By the way, just as an aside, I heard this Rabbi Shem Rabbi Shoss but I don't know if it's Hitzvart once we're talking. Why do we make Shahakol Niyav Hitzvaray on a piece of meat? Everything was created by his words. It's not a specific bracha, it's a general bracha, but it's a very general bracha. Why is that the bracha on anything that doesn't grow from the ground? We make a general bracha, granted, but Shahakol includes the table and the chairs and the stender. So why is it what Shahakol Niyav Hitzvaray? He said the mushroom is a guy that goes to a restaurant and orders a coffee. And they give him a bill. I don't know, I used to say $5. Now I'm stuck at $10. For $10. He says, a cup of coffee costs you 40 cents to make. Why are you charging me $10? And they say, you're paying for the ambiance. You're sitting in this restaurant and enjoying your coffee. Dr. Bishol, when we eat something, we're eating it in the Rabbeinu Shlom's world. We're thanking the Rabbeinu Shlom not just for this coffee, but Shakol Niyav Hitzvaray, he created a world where we can drink this coffee, the ambiance of the world. That's what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, not just the coffee. The coffee is 25 cents. The ambiance of the world is Shakol Niyav Hitzvaray. Again, take it, leave it, that's not worth arguing about. Because we want specific brachas, yes. This is not specific because it doesn't grow from the ground.
It's a beautiful bracha.
I think you should make it any time you drink water or coffee. I think so. Yes. Yes.
To extend what you said, I asked a 70-year-old brain, I don't remember who said it, but with some of his shoulders, that any time you make a shahakol, you're not really talking, it's an extension of what Yisrael said, you're not really talking about the piece of meat in front of you. It's every event, everything.
That's exactly what it says. You know, Chassidim say, one time Chassidish today, Chassidim say that, this is a true story, that big tzaddikim used to make a shahako before their nifter. They used to take a drink, make a shahako, and then they passed on. And the bar nefashas don't make, by Tchias HaMetzim, when the Rebbeinu Shlom is bar nefashas, they make the bar nefashas. And on some literature also, but it's past one of 72 minutes, you know what I mean?
With great respect to the literature, there's no answer because you're going to a place where there is no time.
Okay, right. Okay. Dr. Mishnalayt. Hanoilim and Aksus. If somebody makes a netter from Ksus, Mutter Besakim Yiriya Bechamila. Ksus is what people call clothing, regular clothing. There are other kinds of clothing made out of materials that people usually don't wear. So it, in the vernacular, it's not called ksus. Yes, it's wearable, sackcloth, and Uriah and Chamila are thicker sackcloth, I believe. I don't know how he translated it. What's he
sheet.
Convinced? What?
Sheet. A sheet.
I heard you, and Chamila?
Chamila.
Zok Dura, it's a little different than Art Scroll. Zok Uriah Chamila, Mini Begazameh. They are types of clothing. They are not carried. They are worn. But that's not ksus. Ksus has a different meaning. Again, in their language, ksus referred to a different kind of material. Material usually worn, not thicker material. Sak, Uriah, Chamila are thicker material. Worn, but not under the heading of ksus. Weiter.
Carried or worn?
Worn. That's why I just read the Rush. Mine begadim aim.
Quote the Rambam, so the Chamila was like a thicker, water-resistant curtain protected against the rain.
Okay, so it's like what they call it, the thing you wear.
Yeah,
I don't know what my kids call it, the shmata. The shmata you wear when it's raining outside.
Well, I mean, the raincoats that we wear now are under this rain.
I don't know. You know what's under this today? Whatever people mean. The Mishnah didn't talk about our raincoats, I'm not even going to bother. Whatever people understand the word to mean, that's what it means. In those days, ksus meant a certain kind of clothing, not made out of these materials. That's all. There's no bracha here. The Asher Bepunda, however, it includes a belt, I think that's what a punda is, Sakya, which is another kind of leather clothing. Some are leather, some are made out of material. That's what the Rush says. He doesn't translate all these words, so if anybody wants to help me with Art Scroll, please do. Oh, that's right, I skipped to the Gemara. I apologize. Amar kainim tzemer ayolai. If he says, I won't have tzemer on me, mutar l'schasos b'gizei tzemer. He's allowed to wear gizei tzemer, which are not clothing yet. They're sharings of wool. He can cover himself with that. That's not under tzemer eilalai. Tzemer eilalai means clothing. Zok the Rush. Mutar l'schasos b'gizei tzemer. Shlo nischaven elu l'bigdei tzemer. Even though he said tzemer eilalai, the interpretation is bigdei tzemer.
Have anything to do with climb at all?
No, nothing. Aleph. Pishtan ilolai. Mutal ischas is vanitze pishtan. I think anitze means strands. I don't know what he translates.
Stalks.
What?
Stalks.
Stalks, okay.
Is easy summer process at all?
No. I don't think so. If Art Scroll says it is, I'll say it is.
No. It's the shearing. I think it comes right off the...
I have no reason to argue with you. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Akai lefi aneder. It depends on what circumstance he made the neder. Tom Vizia, he was carrying wool and he was sweating. He was sweating. It was a hot day in Cleveland. It was like 50 degrees, right? So he was sweating. Well, he reached Kasha, and he started having a bad odor. Amar kainim tzemer upishtan oilalai. I won't have tzemer and pishtan go on me anymore. Now that guy's not talking about clothing. He's talking about packages. So mutter l'schatzos v'asa l'havshel achayrav. Interpret his netter by the circumstance he made his netter. That's what Behud is adding here. It depends on his circumstance. Is his circumstance one of the weight of the tzemer and the pishtan? Then it has nothing to do with what he wears. Is the circumstance is his wearing, so then he means wearing. Zakdarash, Akar Lefi HaNeder, Lefi Shas HaNeder, Kivin Kim Chenikar, Shumach Vizkavid Matzoi Nader, Mutal L'chasas. Now over here, there's a Shaila. What if we don't have circumstances to indicate? So if he's carrying heavy packages and he said, Samurai was alive, he means packages. If he's wearing it and he's uncomfortable, it means wearing. What do we mean doesn't have any circumstance? There's nothing we can point to as the circumstance of the netter. What is the default option? So from the Mishnah, the Mefarshim want to say, it's mashma the default option is wearing. Because the Mishnah only gives you one case. If he's carrying packages, then he means carrying. It means if he's not carrying packages, he means clothing. It doesn't have to be that there's a reason we think it means clothing. Normally, the default option is clothing. That's what a regular person means. Unless we have a circumstance. That's what, is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? It's not clear.
I had that same question.
That's why it's not clear. The rush doesn't tell me. Nothing about
it. It's subjective. It's up to the person who made the neder. It's say, I call a fee, I know there.
Well, with the circumstance of the neder. That's what it said.
You don't have to ask other people what he meant.
No. No. Don't think about the Tanya and Ibn Aksus, Mutta Bisak, Yuriva Hamila. Vasir Bapunda, Psakya, Sekrita, Ktavya, Ampalya, Planya, Maknasaya, Vakaiva. These are all items of clothing. The Rush doesn't translate them. He says, Vachain, Kal Elu, Malbushim Hem, Yeshem Shalor, Vyeshem Shalbegan. Now, does he translate them?
Yes.
Ampalya slippers or socks. Maknasaya is pants and Kaiva's shirt is the hat. Punda is a hollow belt, Psitya is a regular belt, and then I'm lost. What's the creature?
Shirt. Leather shirt.
Leather shirt. Ktavlo?
Ktavlo.
Okay, I know that also. Ampalya?
White leather shoes.
White leather shoes. Slippers. Planya? And Mechnesayim is pants and Klev is a hat. Frankly, Gemara, Maya Skriata. What is Skriata? Amrav Rechon, Kituna the Tzala. A leather shirt. Zok, the Rush? No Rush.
I said Rush Beged. Does that mean any kind of clothing?
I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words, it says it's either made out of war, Yisrael shall Beged.
Beged means material.
Does that mean?
Wool or linen. They had no rayon and polyester. All those things didn't exist then.
Cotton they didn't have.
Either. They did have cotton, but I don't know if they made begotten about the cotton. I mean, that would also go into Beged.
The Egyptians made
that. Yeah, they had cotton. The Gemara talks about cotton. So I think about the time you get some sack of up. The guy says he's not going to wear a baguette. He can go out with a thick sack. But zgus of up. Zgus is a? What? Can't hear you. Oh, zgus. Okay, thank you. And it'll be Uriah Bechami Libnak Shavim. I'm a labor table. Let's say you want to protect yourself by wearing a box over your head. The kupa, different kind of box. The machteles, or a mat, with nag shaman. That's carrying, because that's not clothing. I, sackcloth over your head, right? Terence says, you wear sackcloth sometimes. It's wearable. Nobody wears boxes. They carry boxes. Now, he's using it as protecting himself. He wants to wear the box. The answer is, not wearing it, it's carrying it. Harayim Yaitzim Besakim.
I mean, that would even like free, even say if you have, if you make a, you put a thing around your neck. It would say like, or if you took a, you don't have a thing. What's it called?
What about a gold bag on your hat?
Exactly.
Again, I have no idea what you guys are asking. It's very clear. Excuse me. You're not allowed to carry, you're allowed to wear clothing. End of story. Figure it out.
I think as translated by Borah from Russia, that what Avram may be alluding to is when people run around wearing shopping bags over their heads.
Right. Correct. Yeah, but that's different. They're wearing it. I don't think that's what he means of it. I think that's okay.
A number of people say they're not wearing it.
Okay, let me get involved in this. Number one, I don't want to get involved in that local amaita. There's a machloikis about plastic over hats when there's no eruv. And the machloikis is the plastic protecting you or protecting the hat? It has nothing to do with anything else. If it's protecting you, it's clothing. Yeah. If it's protecting the hat, it's not clothing. So that's a machloikis. In Cleveland, Rabbi Elimeir was mater.
Oh.
Rabbi Elimeir Blanc was mater. Therefore, Telzer's Rabbi Yamin Grunwald, always before they made a Cleveland Eruv, wore a plastic. Well, it may have been Mutter. In Cleveland, it was Mutter. It depends who you asked. In Kleisenberg, they were Mutter. Rabbi Aaron, Asher. Ramaisha Aser. I think just the opposite. Rabban was Matra Ramaisha Aser. It became a Shaila. Is the plastic just protecting the hat? Now, rubbers would be the same Shaila, except there everybody agrees it's protecting your feet. Because if you walk in wet, your feet will get wet. No matter what kind of shoes you wear, it's going to get wet. So therefore, that's protecting your feet. That's why that is not a Shaila, and a plastic hat is a Shaila.
Is that made for your shoe? I mean, the plastic hat's also made for your hat.
Right.
The
question is it for your hat or for your head also? That's why Rabbi Gruber, who was very machmer, he used to wear the kind that came across his cheeks and he tied down. So for sure, protected his body because he had the thing on his cheeks and he tied it under. That's the kind of plastic hat he wore over his head with the Cleveland Arab. The funniest story is when they made the new Arab, they asked me who would carry. So, you know, he gave his non-answer. And then Friday night, he came with a watch. You know, but then he davened in Kireim, late Shabbos. So he was never Makabel Shabbos when he came with his watch. He came with his watch, and then he left it in Shul, went down to Kireim, and then walked home. But everybody saw him walk in Friday afternoon with the watch. It means Rabbi Gruber was endorsing the Eruv. But then himself, he was Makabel Shabbos on, you know, he davened late in Kireim. By then, nobody was around, and he could take his watch off, and nobody would notice
it.
I don't think it was Nevin Das. He was trying to say the Eruv is very, you know, reliable. He didn't rely on it.
Well, there's also the principle that you cited in the Eruv 20 years ago, which is if someone says publicly, actually say publicly, that the Arab is no good, it's possible for everybody else.
Okay, anyway, I'm not going there. I'm just saying that that's what he said. Anyway, weiter. Talking about weiter. Harayim yaitzim b'sakim, v'lo harayim b'vayra kol adam. If you want to wear sackcloth on Shabbos, go right ahead. Al shedibru chacham b'vayra. Zogt Rashi, Zogt Rash, yaitzim b'sakim b'Shabbos, v'im b'em shum master, ki derech latas me'ek shumim. People wear that because of rain. Well, then, like Shabbat, not be sure. It works clothing. You can wear your raincoat in the sun. You're wearing it. It's fine. Even though normal people don't, but it's wearing clothing. Here's a shayla, and I'm not going to pass in this. I'll let everybody go to their. Whether you can wear your jacket without putting your sleeves in, is that called wearing or not? You drape it on your shoulder. It's very hot outside. And you want to drape your jacket on your shoulder. Rabbi Gruber was Mekel, by the way. Right?
I just heard a share that we're talking about you're not allowed to fold your sleeves on Shabbos. That's not how the keli of the shirt was made.
Yeah, it might be tikkun ma'ariv, and they talk about it. To fold your sleeves up, all the way up. Right? Like with Meisha. Yeah, okay, we're not talking about Shabbos. Don't think my right. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not calling Lufi Anayder. Tanya, Ketzer, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm calling Lufi Anayder.
That means when it's raining or something?
What? Well, I understand what you said. Behaiva means they talk in the regular case that Rayim wore it. Usually shepherds wore this kind of clothing.
And non-shepherds? So
you could also wear it. The reason the Chacham said Rayim is because they usually wear it.
Everybody's allowed to.
That's what it said.
Okay.
Tanya Ketzer Amram Yud HaKoy Lufi HaNayder. What did he mean when he said HaKoy Lufi HaNayder? Her love is Semer. He was wearing wool of the Hatzar. And it was bothering him. V'yam HaKoyim Semer Ailolai. Then he's asked to wear, but he can carry it, because he was reacting to the fact that the wool clothing was bothering him when he wore it. Hayatom Pishtan, he was carrying flax. Vizian, he was sweating. Vamar Kainam Pishtam Alai. Motolubash, the Aser Litoin. Because he was reacting. Zakdarash, Avaloi Bakupa, Zakdarash, Lav Derech Malbush, Ula Maser. I love his summer behater, Machmas Kaivet Amalbush. He was wearing both. No difference in Bishtan and Temer. Now, the Farshim speak out that the Brisa doesn't have a default option. See, the Mishnah only spoke out one way. He was sweating and he made the netter. The Mishnah didn't say it was bothering him when he was wearing it. So from there to Medayik, that if there is no reason, automatically it means clothing. In the Brisa, it says both ways. He was wearing wool and it was bothering him, then he means wearing. He was carrying it, and he was sweating. Then it means carrying. That means the Brisa seems to say that there is no default option. You have to see why he made the netter. That will interpret what he meant. And if there's no reason, I don't know what the Brisa would hold. But notice that the Brisa gives two examples, where the Mishnah only gave one example. So they want to point out that there might be a machloikis between Reb Yehuda and the Mishnah and Reb Yehuda and the Brisa.
I mean, can't we, in the Mishnah itself see a difference between Yehuda Omer or Amor of Yehuda? Isn't that a raya that is saying Shita?
No, not really, especially when the Brisa starts only explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Again, no, not necessarily.
I thought usually that's what we say.
But yeah, but we just had recently, not that way. We just had recently that it said Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and he was explaining. Trying to find where we had it. Yeah, just at the end of this Perek, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, we had it on Friday. Not so far back. We had it on Thursday. Kainim Gris Echita, Mutulak is Chayim, and we said Rabbi Yehuda is explaining, that's how the Rush left.
It made me feel bad.
No, I didn't. It's Thursday, you know, it's a long time ago. 4 days ago. Just a Hail Commissioner Leiter. I know them in Abayas Mutter Baliyah. Somebody makes an edit not to have pleasure from a house, he can use the second floor, the river mayor. Yes?
I'm sorry, I'm good. Just to go back for a second. We mentioned sackcloth because of the shepherd cloth. Isn't sackcloth also traditionally worn by people in mourning?
There's nothing to do with that. I don't know if that would determine anything. Because that's only for a very short period of time. Okay, I think that Rayim is a better example, but they always wear it. Why pick on things that's worn for a week rather than worn for...
Why is shepherds
wear? I have no idea.
They're poor.
I wouldn't say that. I would say because they're out in the field, they get dirty. That's what I would say. But you know, again, I don't know.
It's a very irritating, very inexpensive, very rough cloth.
So to Mr. Vaita, I know him in Abayas Mutabaliyah. Somebody makes a netter from a house, he's mutter on the second floor. Divrei Meir. Chamim Maimrim, Aliyah b'chal Abayas, the second floor is included. Hanoidim and Aliyah, mutter b'bayas. That does not include the first floor. Bayas is the first floor, Aliyah is the second floor. In their talking. Today, when a guy says house, he means the second floor also. Doesn't determine today's halacha. Dr. Rush, Hanoidim and Abayas, shal yikonis v'bayas, mutter yikonis v'aliyah, the law b'chal b'ayasu. And obviously, they went to the Aliyah without having to enter the house. It was two different
places. Was that a different residence?
Makes no difference. Bias means bias, and Aliyah means Aliyah. Two people, they have to be separate owners. Separate residents. Not necessarily. Bias means bias, and Aliyah means Aliyah. So if you can write to Mantana, who is the Tana that holds?
Aliyah, upper floor is called the Aliyah, part of the house.
That's the Machlokes here. It's called Aliyah. That's for sure. Throughout Shas, second floor is called Aliyah. Bayis v'Aliyah. Well, that's Perek and Bav Metzia.
What about Aliyah meant attic?
Aliyah meant second floor. And by the way, the root of the word is to be Ayla.
Yeah.
To go up to the second floor. Does Bayis include the second floor? You have a Machlokes or Meir in the Chachamim. That's the Machlokes, yes.
You see it, as you said, throughout Shas, and it's the implication, every time it comes up, is that it's a separate domain.
That's the Shiloh.
When the sages were debating in what, Yavda or whichever, they were still doing dissidents.
Again. Chachamim Ma'irim Aliyah B'chal Bayis. Nira the Chachamim Ma'idim now drop the rush on his own. Nira the Chachamim Ma'idim B'cheder V'yatziah will have the B'chal Bayis. There were other sections of the house that were not the main house. Cheder was an inner little room behind the house, and Yatziah was a side room at the side of the house. And the question becomes: are they included in Bayis? Now in the fourth Perek, it says Hamayichur Sabayis. It does not include the back room and the side room. Dr. Rush, from that Mishnah that says when you sell your bias, it doesn't include the side room and the back room, is a raya that that's not what bias means. So over here, it doesn't mention them, Dr. Rush, because they're not included in bias. Aliyah might be included. Therefore, that's the Machlokes, or Meir and the Chacham.
What is the back room?
I don't know. You can learn Baba Basra, it's exactly what it was. It was a side. They didn't use it for the main living of the house. I don't remember. It's a Gemara Baba Basra. You can look it up. And it even says the Daf over here. Samachal Aleph. Yes. See, again, in 2025, when you sell a house, it includes the house, the back room, the front room, the side room, the second floor, the third floor, your backyard. It means everything. The garage, everything's included. In those days, it wasn't that way. We're trying to put our 2025 minds onto their what they talked. You can't ask a question, why isn't it included? Because it's not, that's all. Again, I hate to say this, it's a Mishnah Baba Basra. Instead of arguing with me, Rabbi Schutz would go and get the Mishnayos and show it to you. Instead of arguing with me, look at the Mishnah. There's no room here. The Mishnah says they're attached to the house.
Yes.
Pashtas not, by the Cheder for sure not, by the Yitzhiya it's not so clear. Yes. Dr. Gemara writes, Mantana Babayas Larabas as Yitzhiya, Babayas Larabas as Aliyah. That it says, V'nesati nega tzaras b'beis eretz achutaschem. Now, the way the Mepharshim explained it here, I didn't go through the Brisa in its depth, is that it says the word bias over constant many times in that parsha. We talked about bias. You didn't have to repeat again. In the house, the bias, and the bias, and the bias. It said. So the repetition includes the side room that Nega could apply there, and it includes the second floor. Now, who has to include the second floor? Why do you need an extra pusik to include the second floor? It's a raya that is going like Remeir, because I Rabbanan, Amr Rav Chisda Remeiri. I Rabbanan, I mean, they said, Amr Rabbanan, Aliyah B'chal HaBayis. Lomuli Krab HaBayis L'Alor Buyay. Why do I need an extra pusik when the word bias meant second floor? It's a raya that is going like Remeir, that brisa that says you need a pusik to include the second floor is going like Remeir. Abaya Amar? No. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Boyikra, I still need a pusik. Why? The Salgadai Dechamina, it says, Bebeis Eretz Echuzaschan. The Nega will be in the house of the land of your inheritance. Now, so therefore, the Mechaber Ba'arish may bias. I would think maybe the pusik is telling me it has to be attached directly to Eretz Echuzaschan. And Aliyah is not attached directly to the house. It's attached to the, not to the ground. It's attached to the house, which is attached to the ground. So therefore, the Mechaber Ba'arish may bias, Aliyah the Mechaber Ba'ara, therefore for Negoim I need a pasuk. Because the Torah wrote there Eretz Achuzaschem, don't think Eretz Achuzaschem means you need a direct attachment to the ground. So I need an extra pasuk. Mashenken by Netter, it's what people think it means. And Rabbanan say Aliyah is included. Dr. Rush, the rabbi says, hey, it's here. The Gabi Nikoim, the Misni. The Mary, Loki, it's called the Buya, the Loshim, they don't have a cloud bias, because it doesn't mean Aliyah. Lamer and Mary, the Mashmashim Shomer, that's right. Dr. Gemar, right. Ella Hada, I'm a Ravuna Bachia Mishmei the Ula. Ravuna Bachia said, in the name of Ula, Bais Bebesi Ani Meichalach. If a guy says, I'm selling you a house amongst my houses, Mareyu Aliyah. You can sell him, you can show him a second floor. Now, it's mashma, the only reason you can sell him a second floor is because he added the words bias bebesi. But if you would just say bias ani meichalach, it would not include a second floor. Taim adam lebeis bebesi ani meichalach. He spoke too much. Avostam, ain't a mareyu Aliyah. But if he stam said, I'll show you a house, it does not include a second floor. Unless he says, a house amongst my houses. Those extra words that were not necessary mean Aliyah. Maybe Remeir. And for the Gemara, after the time of Rabbanon, my Aliyah me'ulu shebebatim. Rabbanon, Ravuna meant something totally different according to the Rabbanon. When a guy says, a house amongst my houses, he has to show him his best house. When he said bias, he can show him any house. And it would include Aliyah too, because bias means Aliyah according to the Rabbanon. When it says, Mareyu, Aliyah, Aliyah here doesn't mean second floor, according to the way we are answering. Aliyah means you have to show him the best. So therefore, it's a totally different statement. There's two ways to read Rav Huna's statement. Either you can show him a second floor, which is like Remeir, Or he has to show him the best house, which is like Drabonim, by adding the words, Bayisha Bebesi, the house amongst my houses.
Let me do the rush.
Let me remain. The mashma shemish amr bayis vebesi. The mashma bayis kodohu. Any kind of house. Amr bayis sam. And the yochel itma aliyah. By the kremer. Dom aliyah less. Bechal bayis. The rabbanim. I feel amr bayis sam nami. Even if he said bayis sam, he can show him an aliyah. My aliyah mulu shebebatim. Zog the rush. Vadayim amr loy bayis sam. Marei aliyah. If he says bayis sam, he can show him a second floor. According to the rabbanim. It's coming to exclude Aliyah. Because it's not so good degree. It's not as good as a first floor. So it makes the guy go up and down. If he only has a bias in Aliyah, because he said bias shebebesi, he has to give him the better of the two. I mistranslated and I apologize. What if the guy owns five houses? Does he have to give him his best house? Dr. Rush, no. He can give him any house. All bayis basically means, according to the Rabbanan, is that it has to be a first floor, not a second floor. Because a second floor means going up and down steps. And that's ichsar. Therefore, he means the first floor. The recipient cannot say, you told me the best. All he meant by the best is first floor versus second floor. So I was wrong when I said you have to show him the best house. You do not have to show him the best house. You have to show him a first floor, not a second floor. So it's exactly 180 degrees than Remeir. Remeir holds by Shema Basie means it allows you to show him an aliyah, which you wouldn't be able to show without by Shema Basie. And Rabbanan holds, bias by itself includes second floor. Bias of a basi excludes second floor. Because you're saying it has to be a better quality. And Aliyah is a lesser quality because of the fact you have to walk up steps.
Is anyone saying that I have to sell you the best house?
No.
No one says that.
No. Even the Rabbanan don't say it to the Rush.
But we're talking about here in regards to Bechira or something.
That case of bayis shebebesi, correct. I mean, bayichalach, that means mechira, yes.
I mean, Moses is not going to be a turning.
Also, I mean, Baruch Hashem, Yom Ha'chavim, the Gemara and Amayichur says Tzvina deals at length, I shouldn't say at length, about 10 lines or 15 lines, about whether why money should be a determining factor and why money is not a determining factor. But it's not so simple because ain't on all it's a cause. My karka, I can overcharge you, and I don't have to be his name. So it's a Gemara about a Basra that deals with it. If you want the address, I would say the address, I'm guessing, is in the Ayin Vav area. Ayin Vav, Ayin Zion area, in Baba Basra, in the fifth parak. The Gemara asked your question. Chavim to Gemara. I think you should tell Kaplan.
He doesn't really.
I should call him, I should say, he should give you more cover.
No, he doesn't
give
the cover to
anyone except
he means,
well, I don't know. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Guy makes an edit from a bed, he's Mutter Bedargish. Dargish is a Dargish, which we don't know what it means till we get to the Gemara. But the Gemara will spend about 15, 20 lines on figuring out what Dargish is. Nibiru Meir. The Chachamim Ayman Dargish B'cham Mita. Mita includes Dargish. Hanoidim in a Dargish, Mutter B'mita. A regular bed is not included in Dargish. Dargish might be included in bed. Obviously, it's a type of bed. It's not the regular bed, but it's a type of bed. The Meir says Mita does not mean Dargish. And Rabbanan say Mita does mean Dargish, but they both agree that Dargish doesn't mean Mita. Dr. Rush, no Rush. Frank the Gemara, my Dargish. Amr Ula, Arsa the Gada, is the bed of good luck. Now the Rush would be very nice to explain this. Arsa the Gada, Mita Hasuyu Lemazel Habayas. This is a bed set aside for the mazel of the house. Kedisa b'Shabbos. God gedi v'sinuk loy. I don't know what that means. I'll be honest. But it says there, kishara dat sara dat yirusa nakir shmei. The sar of riches, his name is cleanliness. Umatsui b'bayis ha-shrem rim oisa b'nikiyas. People that keep their house neat, the Tsar of Riches likes to spend time in those houses. L'kach machinim tamid mita mitzuhas l'nikiyas. So the derech of people was, they had one bed made, they never used, it was always clean, ready to go, as if a guest was coming in any time. That was so the Tsar of Riches should feel comfortable in the house. That's what the Rosh says. Everybody should write their own peers here on what the Rosh says. That's it. Now, God gedeva sinik loy, I'm not sure what the words mean. It means my luck should grow and it should never get tired. That's what the words mean. God gedeva is a lush of good luck. Rashi brings it in Chumash and the Pasuk. Vatik Rishmai God, Ba God. So Rashi, Ba Mazel. Like it says, God gedeva sinik loy.
Very good.
That Mazel should grow and it should not get tired. Now, Dr. Rush, because what happens is, when you keep this bed very well made, ready for the thing, the Tsar of Riches feels comfortable.
Yeah, but the problem is, you're not letting your guests go there either. What do you do with it? What's that thing called when they go to the house? Part of it's like, what do you do?
So you want to be rich, the Gemara says, do this.
But you don't put the guest in there either.
Right. It's not made to sleep on. You want to keep it always perpetually neat. Now, anybody wants the same shot in the rest of the house, they can say their own shot. That's not my... Even though the Gemara is mashma, that the Tsar of Riches looks around the whole place.
Our school comments is similar to our concept of Kisa Shaliyahu.
What is that? Interesting. Interesting analogy. Nobody sits on it.
But Elio does.
So this is for the Tsar of Riches.
Very good. Excellent.
People so have that in their homes? He's Elio?
No. By breath. And our school's analogy has nothing to do with the Gemara.